Good morning. We're excited to prepare for our home opener against the Atlanta Falcons, who defeated Philadelphia the other night, as you well know, a very close game. 26-24 is the final. Atlanta was down, kicked a field goal in the fourth quarter. Philadelphia came down with 3 minutes to go and missed one, and that was the deciding factor in the game. The new coach is Dan Quinn, who was the defensive coordinator at Seattle. They play an aggressive style of defense. They're a pressure defense. They rotate the defensive linemen in and out of the game. They keep them fresh. They get after the quarterback and after the running game, and they played very aggressively last night. Their offense was in the top 10 last year in the National Football League. Matt Ryan is the outstanding young quarterback. They have many skilled players on their offensive side of the ball. Their kicking game is outstanding, as you well know. With Matt Bryan as the field goal kicker, he was 3 for 3 over 40 yards the other night. Bosher is their punter and kicker. He broke his own record at 57.8 average for punts the other night. Did an outstanding job in that game. And Devin Hester, who was inactive last weekend, has been a top, I guess, the top return man in all of football with 20 touchdowns. So they're an outstanding team, and we're looking forward to preparing for the Atlanta Falcons.
Do you have Victor Cruz or John Beeson at practice?
No.
Eric Flowers?
Yes.
So everything checked out with him? It's just a sprain, is that correct?
Like I said, yes. He'll be at practice.
Is there any further update on Victor Cruz?
No. No.
Still just a strain, or is there any other injuries?
Strain. Excuse me?
Wanga be at practice? Wanyonga?
Yes. Well, I don't know about that. I've got to find out what his status will be. It'll be limited if he's there.
What's your challenge as the head coach in getting past the very controversial end to the game?
The challenge is simply to recognize the encouraging things that happened in the game. I thought we played hard. We were aggressive. We've got to continue, obviously, to do that, but we've also got to get our X's and O's better, our offensive execution, and the fact that the offensive team, their responsibility is not only to protect the ball, but score touchdowns. So that's basically where we are.
Do you do anything differently after a loss like that to try and keep morale up or to prepare for the next week?
Well, we talk to our team in specific ways when we gather on Monday, and then we're encouraging where it need be, and we're talked nothing but improvement in other areas. But again, let's get back on the practice field and get going.
You spoke a little bit about taking longer shots in the preseason. I'm guessing you'd like to see more of them.
I would like to see the ball down the field. I don't want the ball turned over, but I do would like to see the ball down the field, yes.
What effect does it have on an offense and an offensive coaching staff to not get the ball until the 11th minute of the game?
Well, they won the toss and took the ball, and they put on a long drive, and I think certainly you want to get in the game much faster than that, but you deal with what you deal with, you know. I think we were all glad to see there was only 3 points, and so out goes the offensive team knowing what their job is. But it was a long, sustained drive, and, that's the – There's reasons why you take the ball, why you don't take the ball, and that type of thing. And they obviously were correct in what they decided to do the other day.
When you say you want the ball down the field more, how much of that is a product of what they were doing defensively and how much?
Oh, there's no question about what you're seeing defensively out of people today in terms of their the number of people involved in underneath coverage and the single high coverage primarily. But that's still... I just don't throw that out there. I mean, obviously there has to be some excellent decision making on when to do things. But just by general nature, I say, for me, it's always been at some point let's get it down the field.
Tom, Eli has taken a lot of criticism over what happened, more than maybe at any time during his career. A, are you surprised by it? And B, do you feel you have to talk to him, even Eli, who is kind of, what's that?
We've had the conversations, and we're on to Atlanta.
Getting back to Atlanta, how similar is this defense to what Dan Quinn ran to Seattle?
Very. surprisingly.
Preston seemed to have a difficult game. Are you going to make any changes to that area of the depth chart?
Well, we certainly want to see the ball caught and not dropped. We'll see how practice goes this week. Dwayne Harris will get more opportunities, but we'll see.
What are you looking for, Tom, from your crowd this home opener?
Enthusiasm, excitement, our regular season home opener, 1 o'clock game, National Football League. Come out, support our team, and our team give them reasons to be excited and involved in the game.
Do you expect Owe to be have a better chance of being up?
He's going to practice.
Was that how much of that was injury and how much of that was just maybe the way Dallas plays and the numbers decision?
As I said, I think I said, he did not practice last week to any extent, and therefore that decision was not a difficult one.
Tom, you expect Flowers to be limited today? Or?
I think he's limited, sure.
But you feel good about his...
I didn't say that. I said he's going to practice.
Tom, I know Rashad Jennings issued a very public apology for revealing what happened in a huddle. Did he need to do that to you? Is that something you were upset about?
I'm going forward to Atlanta. Thank you very much. I've talked to everyone, but it was 2 days ago or whatever. Anything else?
I assume is that your basic message to the team? Just get over this and move forward.
Let's go.
How different is the offense now? They have a new coordinator, a guy who's...
It's Kyle Shanahan is the coordinator, and they're up-tempo, West Coast. They do some no huddle. It's not always to create the fast circumstance. They will interject it when they want to and not. They're pretty quick out of the huddle when they do huddle. They're an outstanding play-action team, outstanding.
Obviously, Julio Jones is a great player. Is the challenge similar to Dez, though, because they kind of have some similar...
They have a lot of good skill players. They really do. Guys can help themselves out very well. Julio certainly is an outstanding player.
When you mentioned the encouraging parts of Sunday night, was the play of DRC and Prince part of that?
That was a part of it, sure. It was very encouraging to me.
Is that kind of what you want to see from them? You need to see from them on the outside to make this?
We need to see the consistency of that quality. I just feel like they're outstanding corners, and they can continue to lead the way and help us in that area.